yesterday people sitting A-levels received the results. It's now become commonplace to see celebrities and reality TV stars posting on Twitter and Facebook that not to worry if you didn't get the results you hoped for, because they didn't, and look at them now. The commentator's Emma Wolfe and Ant Miller with us this morning. Morning to you, Emma.
Good morning.
Morning, Ant.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think, Emma? Like, how should a young person feel if they haven't got the results they expected?
Well, of course, it's really, really disappointing. But the point, you know, the important thing is that there's information out there, there's support, there's guidance, there's, you know, all sorts of advice that we can give young people about clearing, about careers advice, about other options, about maybe retaking whatever. The tweets that I've seen, specifically I was looking at the Jeremy Clarkson ones, where he says, you know, I got a U, I got this, I got a C in this, I got an E in this, and look at me. And he does it every year. This is a tradition with Jeremy Clarkson. He says, look at my villa in Saint-Tropez, look at my flash car, look at this. And he does this kind of humble bragging where he says, you know, it doesn't matter if you failed, I'm a really, really rich celebrity and it's all cool with me. And I just think it's incredibly unhelpful and unproductive and irresponsible, actually, and it diminishes the importance of exam results. And it doesn't recognise the fact either that life is far more competitive nowadays for young people than it was in his day.
And?
Good morning. Yeah, well, actually, I mean, I'm one of the children who left school with zero qualifications, and I went on to have a quite successful career in various areas of media and did okay at it. But I've come as a mature student to education. And funnily enough, I'm actually sitting in many universities at the minute about to take an exam. But I've got a first-class law degree now. I've got a master's in law, and I'm just about to get my barrister diploma, which you'll see me called to the bar in November. But I recall whenever I was at school, you know, the kids that we would have called swats, you know, the children who were really into their schoolwork, the pressure that was put on them by their parents and by teachers and educational institutions that made them believe that this opportunity, this one go, was going to determine the rest of their life. And actually, I believed that as well. And for many years, avoided education thinking it wasn't available to me, when actually people should have been saying, do you know what? Actually, as you get older, there are many, many opportunities for you. And there are alternative careers which don't require academia. But even if you do want to go an academic route, as a mature student, you can return and you can achieve those goals.
Must be harder, though. Must be harder going back when you're older, is it not?
No, I think it's a mindset, really. I think as an older person, you're there through choice. You're studying a subject that you've chosen to study and therefore are perhaps passionate about it. I mean, not to brag, but in my law degree, I came out top 8% of law for England and Wales. I would never have done that at 16 years of age in maths or English. I wouldn't have had the passion for it. So, you know, and I think it's important that anybody in any sort of public position should be using their position to tell children, actually, there's so much more to life. Go live, and your life skills will actually
bring
money to you someday.
But you're saying completely opposing things. You're saying that it's incredibly important that you've gone on to do lots of amazing study as a mature student,
yeah,
but also that we should tell children it's not such a big deal. What I'm saying is
determined by a GCSE. It's not.
No, but no one's saying that. We're saying that we should emphasise. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it's stupid when celebrities brag about failing all their exam results and then saying, but look at me, I'm a one in a million wealthy TV presenter. I'm saying that's ridiculous because most of us don't hit
become a one in a million TV presenter.
No. What I'm saying is, there are ways of saying to children and to young people, these exams and your studying, more than exam results, your studies and your education is really, really important. But then, of course, if you don't get the results that you worked for and that you hoped for, of course there are options available. There are things like
that message
career advice,
studying
in a different way.
Correspondence
courses, clearing, all sorts of other options.
Okay, now hold on, one at a time.
How wonderful if that was actually the message that was given, but actually educational institutions and pushy parents don't give that information to teenagers. The information is you've got to get this or everything's over, you can't go to uni and you can't do this and you can't do that. But also there are many, many careers to be had that can be very lucrative. I mean, I know a chap who owned a cleaning firm who also has a helicopter. No academia required, and those things need to be sent as a message to children. Now, we do live in an age of insta-celeb, where there are more and more people getting into the public eye, if you like, without academic background, and it's another route, and why shouldn't it be highlighted?
All right. But we are going to leave it there. But Ant, thank you very much indeed. Emma, thank you.